This is Pet Life Radio. Let's talk pets.
Hello, pet lovers. This is Michelle Byrne, your host on Best Bets for Pets. This is a special episode because we are live at the Global Pet Expo. So stay tuned. We're going to have a lot of fun little interviews on so many new products for you to hear. So stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Take a bite out of your competition. Advertise your business with an ad in Pet Life Radio podcasts and radio shows. There is no other pet-related media that is as large and reaches more pet parents and pet lovers than Pet Life Radio. With over 7 million monthly listeners, Pet Life Radio podcasts are available on all major podcast platforms. And our live radio stream goes out to over 250 million subscribers on iHeartRadio, Odyssey, TuneIn, and other streaming apps. For more information on how you can advertise on the number one pet podcast and radio network, visit PetLifeRadio.com/advertise today.
Let's talk pets on PetLifeRadio.com.
Welcome back, everyone. So relax, take a listen, and, you know, kind of pretend you're at the show with me. Hey, everyone. This is Michelle Byrne at Global Pet Expo 24. I am with Maria at the PetMate booth. Hi, Maria. How's the show going?
Hi. Good. It's been good so far.
So what do you have new?
We have so much new, but I'm going to talk about some of our pillars, if that's okay with you.
That is perfect.
So one of our tried and true pillars that we have is the Chuck It brand. So it's very synonymous with, you know, if anybody's like, oh, I don't know what that is. What is it? You just do that arm motion of the launcher throwing the ball. They're like, oh, I have one of those.
So wait, Chuck It, so you have the ball, and it kind of helps you throw it, right?
Exactly. The Chuck It stick helps you throw it longer and with less exertion on your arm, so it really is just like this extension of your arm that dogs just love. So our new items this year that we have, the first one is the Chuck It Air Glow. So the air line is all about letting the dogs, you know, because they're exerting so much energy when they're running, they need to be able to breathe too, right? So the air flow within the air balls are great because it's this kind of like proprietary mesh looking weave that they have, but it still has that wonderful bounce that everybody knows from the Chuck It ball. So this year they have the Air Glow, which lets dogs play fetch longer anytime, anywhere, especially at night. So they actually glow in the dark. Which is
what a great idea. What else do you have new? Or one of the pillars.
Yes. So one of the other pillars within the Chuck It line is we have the Chuck It Big Air. So the Big Air is that beach ball looking item right there on the shelf, and that is great. I know your listeners can't really see it right now, but it's a big beach ball looking type of item, and it's okay. Great for dogs like Aussies that love herding. It's like that herding game that they
So my favorite breed, Border Collies or Border Collie mixes, they can herd the ball.
Exactly. So that's really a lot of fun, and we're excited to launch that one this year. We have some other great items from our JW brand. So JW is all about intelligent toys for intelligent pets, and they feature a lot of the puzzle toys that you would see, like the Holy Roller. And we have this whole campaign about how you hack your Holy, so you could put treats in it, you could put other toys in it, and it's a great puzzle toy for dogs to have to figure out and stimulate that intellectual side for them. So one of the items that we have is actually called the Wooly. So it's a Wooly plush toy, and it's JW's first plush toy. What's great about it are there no seams on the plush toy, because we know dogs love to find that seam and rip things apart.
So it's good for your chewers and your little ones that like to play tug of war with their toys, even little balls.
Totally. So what's great about that is it's spun from the inside out, so you won't find any seams on it. And it is made of wool, which is an all-natural fiber, which is also very safe for dogs. If they ingest any piece in it, it's all natural. It'll pass right through them. In addition to that, it's antimicrobial, anti-static. So it's a great toy to just kind of like have lying around in your home, too, for them.
Wonderful to hear. We're at Lazy Boy with Maria. They are part of PetMate, and wow, these are some gorgeous looking beds.
Yes, we're really proud of our Lazy Boy licensed line. They have everything from the furniture that you're kind of used to seeing from Lazy Boy. So the whole wonderful thing about Lazy Boy is that human grade fibers and materials that you'd find in the human furniture, actually in dog bedding as well. So like I said, they have furniture pieces, but then we have traditional dog pieces as well.
They are gorgeous and, I mean,
super soft, right?
Like, I could take a nap on this right now. If I could curl up that small, you know, to fit.
So what you're actually touching is a new item right now. So these are actually made out of recycled fabrics. So each bed, it is made from like water bottles. So this particular one here, I know it feels so soft, but it's made from 38 water bottles that have been saved from landfills.
Does it come with this feet just like it is?
Yeah.
This is like the most, it looks like, for, you know, if you have a couple of beagles or Jack Russells or even smaller chihuahuas, they could all have a little hangout on this couch.
Yeah, it's
this is
like
incredible,
little...
and it's sustainable.
Exactly. So this is their new sustainable line, and we're really excited about it. They do such a beautiful job, and proof is in the pudding. Dogs love it as well. I know my dog, he's obsessed with his lazy boy dog bed. Actually, I'm not even sure if I should say this, but my kids actually love it too because it's so comfortable. So they'll get right on the bed with the dog. And yeah, it's tried and true for sure.
Well.
Yes.
Oh, what a great item. We're with Maria at PetMate, and these are really cool water fountains. Is this one for a cat?
Yeah, so what's really great about the watering systems with PetMate is they're very simple in design, but there's a lot of thought put into them. So the new feeders, as you'll see here, actually have a wider and more shallow base, so it's very appropriate and great for cats. You know, their little sensitive whiskers, it won't irritate them. So the new ones will definitely cater to that and their needs.
And wait, what's this in the center? Filter?
So this is a filter, and you can kind of think like a Brita filter. But what's great about these filters in the system is that not only do you have like the slow replenishment of the water coming down and it's not splashing the pets in the face, but it's also algae resistant with that filter. So if you've got homes, like I have a softener in my home, and I love my softener because I hate hard water. It's very harsh on my skin and nails or in my hair, but that can also, softeners can create a little bit more of like that slippery, slimy algae feel if you don't stay on top of it when cleaning. And that can certainly happen in your watering system. So the filter actually will combat that too. So you don't have to worry about that algae buildup that may happen.
That is so good to know, and I'm glad to see a shallower bowl for the cats. Well, thank you so much. I hope you have a great show.
Thank you. You too.
Hey, everyone. Global Pet Expo. Michelle Fern here. I'm with Mike Dempsey with Yellow Dog Design, and we are looking at some great leashes. Can you tell us about them?
Well, these are Jill Rappaport's leashes and collars, and we've been doing business with Jill for probably 14, 15 years now. And she's such an advocate for pet rescue, we couldn't help but do business with Jill.
That she is. You carry the JR Rescued Me collection by Jill Rappaport, who's the host of Rappaport to the Rescue on Pet Life Radio for the past 13 years. Rescue and adoption are her thing. What made you get involved with Jill and her wonderful cause?
I think it's just her passion and her all-out work towards adoption of pets. And it's such a classic effort by Jill that we could not help but be involved with it. And we do all we can to help her in terms of price and delivery and putting a good quality USA-made product out there for her.
She is so passionate. She said that you really make the best product in the world. And from what we know, it's the only product supporting rescue and adoption.
It is. Part of it is her new line that's getting ready to come out is a light-up line, and it is her design with LED lights on it, and she shows it all over where she travels, and it's a new, unique line, and again, does things for rescuing pets.
Why is Jill's line important to you and your company?
To support the adoption of pets. Jill brought an energy and a new knowledge to us about adoption of pets and where the effort is needed. So we just felt as a company that produces pet products, we could not help but to join in and do what we could on our part for Jill. You know, my relationship with Jill has been over many years, and I love her passion, and I love her as a person. So I think, you know, we'll always continue to do work with Jill as long as we can.
That's great, because she knows that this is a cause that has no expiration, and it's so wonderful that it gives back to all those rescue animals. And rescue dogs.
Absolutely. And the beauty of it is she's a true believer. She's got plenty of adopted pets on her ranch. So it's all good, and we enjoy our relationship, and it's something that will continue.
Well, thank you so much, Mike. Have a great show.
Thank you so much for coming by, and we'll talk to you soon.
I'm at the Jolly Pet booth with Luisa Castro. How are you doing today?
Oh, we're doing great. It's been a fantastic show so far.
Well, this is day two.
Day two.
And we're seeing, you know, it getting a little bit more busier than it was yesterday. What kind of products do you have? And do you have anything new?
We do have a lot of new items. First of all, we are launching our brand refresh here at Global. We are also launching a brand new product, a 3-inch and 4-inch mini Jolly soccer ball, which is made out of our signature Jolly Flex material, so it can be punctured and will not deflate.
That is great. Now, did you keep in mind those tough chewers so they have something to play with and they're not going to end up, you know, with parts of the ball ingested?
Yeah, that is what is great about our special material. So Jolly Flex, a dog will almost treat it like bubble gum. They can sit there and sink their teeth in and chew, and very durable toy.
That's wonderful to hear. Anything else new?
We did launch a Jolly Tough Flyer. So the Jolly Tough Flyer is an addition to our Tough range, guaranteed for powerful chewers. Will float on water, flies great, and it's a softer material, so you don't have to worry about throwing a hard frisbee in your dog, damaging any of their canines when they're catching it.
That is so good to know. Well, Luisa, I wish you a great show.
Thank you.
I'm with Paula Toledo of Veterinary Formula. How's Global going for you?
Oh, it's really wonderful. We're seeing so many people, and that's what we love to do here. We like to see the community and get in touch with people. That's our whole goal here.
So what new products are you bringing out at the show today, focusing on the show?
So we have ear therapy wipes, which is an extension to a line that we already have, a flush, and now we have a wipe, which is great. We also have tear stain wipes, which is great for the inner eye on the white dogs and keeping them clean there. And then we also have supplements coming out very soon in May for Nash.
That is great. That is great to hear. You have a gorgeous booth.
Thank you.
Anything else you want to share with our listeners? Where can people find out more about Veterinary Formula?
So we just recently launched veterinaryformula.com, so they can check out all the products there. And then we're also on Amazon, Chewy, everywhere has all the information, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Paula. Have a great show.
Thank you.
Michelle Fern at Global Pet Expo. I'm at the Roz booth with Janet. And you do something really special here because you donate your proceeds. Can you tell us about Roz and how you donate?
So Roz donates 100% of our profits to providing service animals, cat and dog rescues, traumatic brain injury, and spinal cord causes. We've been in business since 2015. And to date, we've donated $3.2 million to these causes.
$3.2 million is amazing.
I wish it was million.
Well, eventually, right. You know, but that is amazing, $3.2 million. And what kind of products do you have?
So we have very high meat processed, minimally processed dog and cat products. We're really the next best thing to raw because of the high meat content in our products. We do believe a raw diet's the best way to feed an animal, but a lot of people can't afford it or would prefer not to deal with the raw meat. So we provide a high meat line of kibbles and also gum-free 96% meat cans that are gum-free for cat and dogs.
Well, thank you for all that. Where can people find Roz?
At your independent retailers. We don't sell to Chewy or to PetSmart, Petco, and we don't sell direct to Amazon because we're trying to keep the independent mom-and-pop stores in business.
Thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
I'm at the Shepherd Boy Farms booth with Phil Alexander. How's the show going?
Show's going great. Meeting so many neat people, and it's just great.
So what products does Shepherd Boy Farms have? That's a neat name, too, Shepherd Boy Farms.
Yeah.
So how did that name come about?
Sure. So our founder initially started with raising goats, actual for meat consumption. And essentially, he just looked at that and said, hey, I think this is great. I'm young. Shepherd Boy Farms, here we go.
Hey, that works. Any new products that you're... See, freeze-dried goat milk, raw goat milk.
Yes.
For your dogs?
Yes, dogs, cats. It's a great product. So we offer three primary lines. We have the treat line, we have the recipe and dog food line, and then we also have the freeze-dried goat's milk. The goat's milk's a great product because essentially we can sublimate that, take the moisture out of the product, give it a 2-year shelf life, and then once you rehydrate, you're looking at like 7 to 10 days in the refrigerator. So it's a great product.
That is so great to hear. Well, I'm so glad the show is going well for you. Where can people find Shepherd Boy Farm products?
Sure, they can find us on our website, shepherdboyfarms.com. They can find us on Amazon or multiple local boutiques and stores all around the country. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you so much.
Okay, we're going to take a short break and we'll be right back. Hey, pet lovers, Michelle Fern here. Looking to enhance your pet's health, wellness, and longevity? Since they can't communicate their feelings directly, CrossBred Canine helps bridge the gap. Their simple cheek swab tests allow you to monitor your dog's health and well-being effortlessly. At CrossBred Canine, they use cutting-edge technology to analyze genetics, breed, and the groundbreaking field of epigenetics. This means you can understand how your dog is aging, how stress affects them, and even their oral health status, helping you stay ahead of conditions like gingivitis and bad breath. Take proactive steps towards your dog's health today. Visit Prosper Canine and order your test kits to start making informed decisions for your furry friend's well-being. Enter Best Bets and get 10% off all products at ProsperCanine.com. Prosper, the letter K, the number 9.com.
Let's talk pets.
Let's talk pets.
On Pet Life Radio.
Pet Life Radio.
PetLifeRadio.com.
Hey everyone, Michelle Fern here at Global Pet Expo. We're in the natural pet section and I am with the most amazingly handsome Andy Liebrich from Honest to Goodness. He has a good sense of humor, but yes, he is very nice looking. But you have something that I can't say I'm surprised because there's a trend there, but plant-based treats for your dogs. Tell us about Honest to Goodness.
Honest to Goodness plant snacks are... as you said, they're all fruits and vegetables meant to taste wonderful, meant to kind of round out the diet for dogs. All dogs eat a lot of animal protein, but they don't all get enough fruits and veggies, just like us humans, you know. And so we have 6 SKUs in the Honest to Goodness Plant Snacks line. Each of them... have separate ingredients, which are all plant-based fruits and veggies. And they are meant to also provide benefit with functionality. For example, our apple cinnamon recipe Happy Feet is meant to provide nutritional value for dogs with mobility issues. So we are really excited about this line of 6. This is our grand opening, if you will, of the brand. We'll ship after Global. The pet parent is going to open it and want to go grab a cup of coffee and take the biscuit and dip it in some coffee because it tastes sweet. It tastes
like... Wait, it's human grade then?
It is human grade. No sugar, no salt, so it may taste a little bland if they actually do that, but they could. which I have, and more importantly, the dogs will love it because the palatability of it and our furry friend dog testing for how much they like it have done really well. So we're super excited to launch this.
Well, congratulations. And once you launch, where can people find your products?
They can find them online, Amazon, Chewy. They can find them on our WF Young brand website. They will be able to find them, I hope, in every store that they walk into. They will be available on Petco, PetSmart.com. And available in many of the independently owned retailers around the country.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
Michelle Fern here at Global Pet Expo Day 2. I'm at the Frankly Pet booth with Chad Wagner. How's the show going?
Show's going wonderful. We're revealing our peanut butter line along with some new innovative shapes and designs for the future to get out to the market.
It's U.S.-made treats, which we're so excited about. And just, what do you have? Chews? I see Beefy Puffs. What kind of products do you have?
We're 100% USA, made in Milwaukee, Wisconsin. We offer long-lasting occupational chews. We also offer more of a short treat in our stick form or a true treat in our Beefy Puffs. As I tell people, can entertain your dog for hours, minutes, or seconds, depending on which one you pick.
Where can people find Frankly Chews?
We sell mainly to the independent pet stores, mom and pop shops. If you cannot find them there, please go to our own website, franklypet.com, and you can order direct from us there.
Thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you. You too.
I am at a really exciting booth where I met Franklin, the ginger cat who walks on a leash, and I am here with Steve Temkin of La La Home, and they have a great litter box. Can you tell us about it?
I'll tell you all about it. Yeah, the Real Scooper, self-cleaning, self-refilling litter box. Just hit the market in October, launched on Indiegogo. Now it's available in Amazon, and it is, I would say, comparable to all the market leaders in the category. What sets us apart, our point of differentiation, is the self-refilling storage at the top of the machine. When the litter is removed into the waste bag, the sensors inside the machine will detect that the litter bed needs to be replenished, and it will automatically replenish the litter box so that the cat always has a fresh, clean layer of litter at the bottom, and depending on how many cats you have, could last up to 2 weeks.
That's a game changer, because I've seen them before, but not self-refilling. That's incredible.
That is really where we're different, and it's the self-refilling feature, which is really our main selling point, and the thing that most people are excited about. Not that anyone ever wants to leave their cat for 2 weeks, but, I mean, you have the option of, well, I don't have to clean for 2 weeks, or yeah, I could get away for, you know, 10, 12 days and 2 weeks and come back and still have fresh litter.
Sometimes cats wouldn't mind a little alone time, right?
A little,
you know, right, a little. So where can people find this amazing litter box?
Yeah, it's on Amazon, or you could go to the website, www.lalahome.com, and not only purchase, but you could find out everything you ever wanted to know but were afraid to ask about this new machine.
Thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you, Michelle.
Day 2 of Global Pet Expo. I'm with Mindy Wimberly of Wag Around Town, the cutest. Now, what exactly are those bandanas?
Yeah, they're called a Charmdana. It's like a croc for your dog. So it's made out of 100% natural rubber, and it comes in 3 adjustable sizes. We've got 6 colors right now, and we came up with our own line of Wag Witty Charms. So they're charms for your dog from their perspective. So you can mix and match, and you customize your dog's bandana with the charms that fits your dog's personality. So you can do that. And then when you look at it, it makes you smile because it's super fun. Comes in all different colors and designs.
Now, you said dogs. Cats wear them too?
Yes. The small size will fit cats. And as I found out today, also macaws and bunnies.
cause?
Yeah, I guess
birds
pick at their breasts, the feathers, so people have told me they'd be perfect for birds.
Who knew?
Who knew?
And bunnies?
And bunnies, they'll fit. Yeah.
Hey, whatever, right? You know,
exactly.
They'll look festive. They look gorgeous. They're great. What a great idea. Where can people find them?
At wagaroundtown.com.
Well, thank you so much. Have a great show.
Thank you.
I'm at the Pet Cakes booth with Melinda Stinger. They have won so many awards over the years for first place. And guess what they have? Pet Cakes, now new for cats. Wow.
Hi, thank you. And it's Melinda with I Love Pet Cakes. I created the first ever organic microwavable treat for dogs and cats. You make it home in minutes, and we're launching the new birthday baking kit for cats that has 2 cakes, 2 ice creams, 2 frostings, sprinkles, and the reusable pan, and a candle.
Oh my gosh, that is so great that you, and I'm so happy to see that for cats because I have a lot of cats. How's the show going for you?
The show is going amazing. I am so excited. I don't know if I'm allowed to even say who I spoke to. 2 different, very high profile TV companies. And we are so excited because we're the only company in the U.S. that actually celebrates cats with their own cakes.
I know, right? It's about time. And
it
I'm so glad you're
time.
Doing that. Yes. And you'll always be the first.
I'll always be the first. And I'm so excited because we're up for an award. We'll see today if we win anything. But I feel like I've already won at Global Pet Expo 2024 because I've had so much business and so many orders already. And the people are amazing.
Well, I'm so glad to hear that. We're going to wish you the best so you win today.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Have a great rest of the show. Hey, everyone. Michelle Fern here, Global Pet Expo. And you can tell I'm losing my voice, but I am having a blast. I am with Daryl Michelson. He makes the most amazing cat furniture. His company, Furniture Cat Furniture. Daryl, so nice to talk to you.
Great. Thanks for having me, Michelle.
So, what little bit can we tell our listeners about your cat furniture before we do our regular show on Catitude at some point in the future?
Well, the main thing about cat furniture is it's supposed to be a jungle gym for cats, a place where they can expel their energy, have the loft over their territory, and have a comfort zone that's all their own. Most cat furniture out there is more designed to be shipped and put in a box, and the end product after it's assembled barely passes as a plant stand.
One thing that I find frustrating with cat furniture, because, I mean, I had 5, now I have 3, so it wears out quickly. So tell me about your furniture. I saw that grin, so yours is special.
So when you say wears out quickly, you mean it becomes rickety and top-heavy and pretty soon isn't able to support the animal, right?
All of that. And my cats are, they're on the bigger side. They grow that way.
And that's the other folly about most cat furniture is it's made with some kind of particle board or hollow thin tubes as the uprights. So as the cat is playing on it, it starts to move around. And the hardware itself starts to work its way through the actual material that's supposed to be holding it all together. My furniture is made with plywood, solid wood 4x4 posts, and we do have tunnels, but they are made with a 1/2-inch thick wall, 10-inch diameter tube, so that the hardware actually screws into the tube itself, and the upholstery work is able to be done around the edges to give the piece a seamless appearance.
That sounds amazing. Where can people find your furniture?
They can find us based in Minnesota, but of course the web is everywhere, and our website is Furniture, and that is with a P, Furniture.com.
Well, thank you so much. Great running into you.
Thanks a lot, Michelle. It was great talking with you.
I am at one of my favorite booths, the Perino booth, with Joe Scano. Did I say that right?
Scano,
okay.
Yes.
Gorgeous booth as always. I see purple ribbons this year. So what are the purple ribbons? Then we'll talk about what you have going on that's new at Perino.
It's Purple Leash, and Purple Leash is our efforts working along with Red Rover to make more domestic violence shelters pet friendly. So when we started about 5 years ago, it was about 8% of the domestic violence shelters in the country were pet-friendly. Today it's close to 20. Our goal is to get to 25%, and we're just doing what we can through donations and awareness and working with our retailers to continue to move the effort towards a 25% goal. We have one shelter in every state in the country except for Hawaii right now that has a domestic violence shelter, so people don't have to have that bad decision of, do I have to stay with my pet in a bad situation, or do I have to leave my pet in a bad situation? Now they get the chance to take their pet with them if they're in an unfortunate spot.
I love that you guys do that. Pran is a big name, and this is, when you guys get behind something, it not only do you make it happen, but you also bring awareness to it.
Yes,
so it's
exactly.
Just, it's wonderful. What do you have new at the show?
Well, what we have new at the show this year, I see, is a lot of attendance. There's a lot of people here. Pran is back to full force at the show, kind of still recovering from the COVID impact, but back to normal. And we are showing a few new items. We have a couple new ways to look at setting shelves in grocery stores and how you can shop the Purina One brand, which is the largest, fastest growing brand in the country right now. And in general, just talking about our innovation and kind of the things that are important to our as sales priorities for us this year.
I'm glad to hear you're back and running. Mm-hmm. There were shortages, I know. I think especially with, if you don't mind me saying, cat food, right? It was those cans, right? It was all about the cans. Anything people can look forward to that you can give us a teaser? Anything coming out?
I think there's a few new interesting items right now. I think one of the biggest ones, we had to suspend a couple of items back because of production fund that we are going through, and we have brought back the Purina One Small Bites product, which is tailored to smaller dogs. That came back on the shelves on February 5th. Those are really big SKU for us that we had to suspend, but we have now put it back in full production. And then there's some new items in the Purina One line, like lean muscle items, which have a higher protein content, really good for those athletic dogs.
I'm glad to hear it. Have a great show.
Thank you. Good seeing you. Thanks for stopping.
And that concludes Global Pet Expo, the end of my little short interviews at Global Pet Expo. So keep listening. We're going to have a lot of these same folks on Best Bets for Pets in a longer show so we can give you more details about their products. And I want to thank my fur babes, Charlotte, Molly, and Dennis, for being very good fur babies for the sitter. So thank you guys. And hey, keep listening, because you never know what we're going to have next on Best Bets for Pets.
Let's Talk Pets every week on demand, only on PetLifeRadio.com.